All right, here we go with the new perek, perek shmini, Haisha. Vizman shi bebeit ba'ala. A woman, when she's in her husband's house, shachat alea ba'ala, v'shachat alea avia. Her father did a korban pesach for her, as well as her husband. Tuchal mishel ba'ala. Then she uses her husband's korban pesach. The assumption being that she is at her husband's house, and that's where she plans to have her korban pesach with her husband. Halcha regel rishon lasot bebeit avia. On the first regel where she intends to go back to her father's home, shachat alei avia v'shachat alei bala, where her husband and her father again did a korban pesach for her, tocha b'makom she rotza, she can choose which one she wants to use. Rashi over here notes that this is minhag Yisrael. Kach derech hanisuot, the lechet, the beit avien, regel rishon, shachar nisuin. First regel, after marriage, then the daughter goes back to the father's house. So this is the minhag Yisrael, that they go back to their father's house. The Gemara will discuss this. Yatom, sheshachadu alav aputropsin. You have a orphan who has executives or executors to the estate who are acting on his behalf, but there's more than one guardian for him. Yochal b'makom shirotzeh. He can pick which one he eats by. Eved, shoshnei shutafin. That's an eved, a servant, a slave that belongs to two owners. Lo yochal mishoshneihem. He can't eat from both of them because minastam, they're not t'mochel on their half of the eved. Therefore, basically, he's in a situation where he's stuck because unless he gets permission from one of them to eat by the other, neither of them will acquiesce to that. Misha chetzio eved, chetzio ben chorin. One who is half eved, half free man, lo yuchal mishel rabo. He can't eat of his master's korban pesach, because minastam, his master has no intent to give him, or the free side of him, that portion of the korban pesach. Now the Gemara says, Shva minoah, from our Mishnah, you can conclude, yesh breira. You have the ability to make a choice. Breira, in the sense that you have the ability to make a choice after the fact, and retroactively, it's as if everything was in place all the way along. Over here, for instance, she has her father and her husband shech the korban pesach on her behalf, and then she decides which one she wants to go to. But when she decides which one she goes to, then that means that we assume that all along, during the shechita, during the minui, she was on that korban pesach. That's the concept of breira. You pick later on, you make a choice, and that choice is reflected all the way through retroactively. So from our mission, that's what it sounds like is happening here. She's making a choice which korban pesach to partake of after the fact. And we're saying all along, that's the way it was set up. So my rotza, b'shat shchita. Mar says, no, you misunderstood the Mishnah. Rotza means not after the fact, but before shchita, she has to decide which one she's going with. We have an option to go either way, but by the time she gets to shchita, she has to have made her decision. He might have bought her a portion in the korban pesach, but the time of shchita, meaning that they both buy her a portion, but by the time you get to shchita, they have to make a decision of which portion she's going to take advantage of. Not that the shchita is done on her behalf at both of them. For minhu, is this really true? We have a braita that seems to argue on our mishnah. Isha, regel rishon, ochelet mishel avia. It's a given. Regel rishon, she goes with her father. As opposed to our mishnah, which is regel rishon, we have a safek, she can go either way. From after the regel rishon, it sounds like it's a safek. She can go either way. She can go with her father or go with her husband. As opposed to our Mishnah, where it was the other way around. Minastam, it was with Bala. Except for regel rishon, it was a safek. So how do we reconcile? It's a question of how apt she is to go back to her parents' house. How often is she running back to her parents? If she runs back to her friends on a frequent basis, that is the Braita. So the Braita says that since she's always going back to her parents' house, the first regal, for sure, she's going back to her parents' house. The after that, it's a safek. You know, we're not sure if she's going to run back or not run back. Whereas, in the case of our Mishnah, the case of Mishnah is that she hasn't gone back to her parents' house. Even on the first regal, she hasn't gone back to her parents' house. So then on the second regal, so then we would assume that she's going to be with Bala. Or the Rabbeinu Tam gives two options. Either that our Mishnah is talking about Regel Sheni, the Chupata, Bu Rishon Alicha. It's the first time she might have gone back to her parents' house, but it's the second Regel. The first one she stayed by her husband. So that's why we have a Safek on the second one. Is she going to go tell her parents about how things are going or not? That's why we have a Safek there. But otherwise, we believe that she's going to stay with her husband. Or, he says, our Mishnah is talking about the Regel Rishon. And she hasn't run back. She already, before the regal, told her parents how things were going. She spoke to them on the phone. She's not running back to go for the first regal. And that's why that first regal already, we assumed that she's going to be a safek as to whether she's with her husband or her parents. But after that, we assume she's going to be with her husband. As opposed to the other case where she's running back all the time, the assumption being that, first of all, for the first regal, for sure she's going back to her parents. Either she hasn't spoken to them yet, or she's been going on a regular basis back, so we assume she's going to continue to do that. And then after that, it's a safek, because she really hasn't settled down with her husband. So the Gemara says, Dichtiv, and we have this, conceptually, we have this idea, Azaiti Beinav Kumetzet Shalom. At that point, I found favor or peace in his eyes, meaning I was settled down. Rabbi Yochanan Kekalash Nimtzet Shlema Bebeit Chamia. It's a bride who has found peace or settled down in her in-law's house. In those days, that the woman, when she married into the husband's family, really became a part of the husband's family. So the idea being that when she settles with the husband's family, that's, she's excited about. That's something where, Motzei Shalom, I found peace, I'm settled down. That's an accomplishment for the woman than to be settled with the husband's family. And she runs home to tell her parents how she settled in so nicely, she fits in a new family. So the idea is she's bringing the news back about her acceptance into the new family. This is from Hosea, which we're going to spend a lot of time on this first two prokim in Hosea today. Hosea the Navi has a story, which we'll speak about in a minute, about Hosea, where he is asked by Hashem to marry a zonah. He has children through that zonah, b'nei zonunim. And in the end, Hashem talks about the names of those children. And then in the second period, he talks about the nechama of those children. So there in the nechama, it says, there will come a time where you will no longer call me your master, but rather your husband. So that's a positive statement. That when a woman reaches that point in time where she feels that her husband is her husband and not her master, meaning that she's comfortable enough that she's settled in that place. So the same idea or concept here, that to reach that goal or to reach that point where a woman is so settled that she feels comfortable, there is this idea of joining the other family and being settled in. So that's what we're discussing over here. Amar Rav Yochanan, kikala bebeit chamia, velo kikala bebeit avia. So that's exactly what it is. It's a bride who is found settled in her in-law's house and not in her parents' house. Obviously, she's settled in her parents' house, but the idea being ishi is when she's settled in her in-law's house versus bali, which is when she's still running back to her parents' house and she's not settled there. So now the Gemara Darshan's from the Shir HaShirim, since we bought the pasuk there. Achot lanu ktana v'shadai min la. We have a young sister who does not yet have breasts. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zu elam. This refers to elam. Elam is the name of the Medina, the country, but it's referencing Daniel. Daniel, who was found in Elam, but Daniel, shezachtalu mod, who was a recipient of Nevuat Hashem, velo zachtalu lamed, but was not a teacher of Torah. As opposed to, as Rashi points out, Ezra, who was in Bavel, it says over there that he was hechin levavol lidrosh. Not only did he accept Torah, receive Nevuah, but he also taught the people and he led the people. So that's the contrast here between Daniel and Ezra. And Daniel finds himself in Elam. So that's the idea. Chod lanu ktana, shadayim in la. Shadayim meaning those that are meinik, those that nurture others. Daniel wasn't nurturing others, even though he was a recipient of Nevuah. Ani chuma v'shadayi g'migdalot. I'm like a wall, and my breasts are like towers. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ani chuma zu Torah. That references the Torah. Shadai kemigdalot elu talmidei chachamim. Again, the talmidei chachamim were the purveyors of Torah, those that nurture others with Torah, so they are considered to be like the shadai kemigdalot. Rava amar ani chuma zu kneset Yisrael. This refers to Bnei Yisrael. Shadai migdalot elu batei knesiyot ubatei midrashot. These are the shuls and the batei midrash. So over here, not again, as opposed to speaking about the individuals who are the purveyors of Torah, here is about the locations that are the locations where Torah is taught and the people come together to praise Hashem and to daven and to learn. Amarav Zutra Bartuvia Amarav. My dichtiv, what is meant by the pasuk? Asher banenu kinitiim migudalim binurehem binotenu kizaviot mechutavot tavnit heichal. So the literal translation of the pasuk is Asher Banenu Kinetiim. Our sons are like saplings, Migudalim, that are growing up strong, Beniruim, in their youth. Benotenu, our daughters, Kizaviot Mechutavot. They are like cut, like the cornerstones. Tavnit Heichal, like the structure of a palace. So now the Gemara dashes the pasuk Asher Banenu Kinetiim. Our sons are like saplings. Elu bachurei Yisrael. This refers to the young men of Israel. Shelo tam tam chet. That they did not get involved in sin. Benotenu kezaviot. Our daughters are like cornerstones. Elu betulot Yisrael. These are the young maidens, the young girls in Israel. Shogdot pitcheim lebalehem. That preserve themselves for their husbands. Vecheinu omer. And we have a proof to this from Zechariah, which says, umal'u kemizrak kezaviot mizbeach. They should be filled like the bowls, like the corners of the mizbeach. Ivayateima mihocha. Some say it's from here, which is mizaveinu mleim mefikim mizan elzan. Our garners should be full. Mefikim mizan elzan, affording all manner of storage. The Gemara is implying here we have young men and young women. These young men and young women do not get involved in sin. Do not mingle until they are married. And so that is what the pasuk is praising over here. It's praising the fact that they are both holding out and waiting until they get married. Now Rashi explains the idea of what's the pasuk or the proof from the fact that we bring the pasuk in Zechariah, Maluk, Mizrak, Zaviot, Mizbeach, that they're filled. So Rashi says, despite the fact that they are filled with desire, nevertheless, they preserve themselves for their husbands. And that's what it means over here, that the malu, they're filled with desire. And that's the proof there you bring from Zechariah. That's one way to learn it. The other way to learn it is that nida, it's talking about the young women who are nidot, despite the fact that they are filled with desire, they still, when they are nidot, they separate from their husbands. And as Tosfot says over here, it's kemalu kemizrak kezaviot mizbeach, the reference to mizbeach is dam ha-mizbeach. And even though, just like by the Dama Mizbeach, there's a certain amount of preservation that they are keeping in terms of keeping the halachot of Nida. So here we have its positive statements about the young men and the young women of Klal Yisrael. Now, Mechutavot Tavnit Eichal, they are like the structures of the palaces. Elu ve'elu male alehem akatuv kilu nivna heichal b'yamehem. So the pasuk makes it as if the mikdash was built in their time because of this great character that they display in holding themselves out to wait for their shidduch. Alright, now we go back to Hosea. Since we discussed the psukim in Hosea, the Gemara now is going to spend time on discussing the first two prakim in Hosea. Devar Hashem Ashaya el Hosea b'mei Uziah who Yotam Achaz Yechizkiah Malchei Yehuda. So here it says that this was the word that came to Hosea in the time of these four kings of Yehuda. Beperchechad nitnabu dali nevi'im. In one time period, there were four nevi'im that were giving nevuah at the same time. V'gadol shebikulam Hosea. And Hosea was the biggest of all of them. Now by all of them, it mentions Uziyahu, Yotam Achaz, and Chizkiyahu. Those are the four that's mentioned. By one of them, it does not mention that, and that's by Micha, it leaves out Uziyahu. So it only has three out of the four, it doesn't have four out of the four. The reason that Tosafot and Rashi both say is because we know that at the end of his life, Uziyahu tried to take over the Kuna Gdolah, bring a Torah to the Mikdash, and then he was plagued with Tzarat. After he was plagued with Tzarat, he was thrown out of the Mikdash, but also deposed as the king. And his son Yotam takes over in his lifetime. Despite the fact that Yotam took over in his lifetime, Uziyahu is still considered to be the king at that point in time, to the credit of Yotam, that he gives that respect to his father. So what they suggest is that even though by Micha doesn't mention Uziyahu, Yotam that is mentioned by Micha was still in the time period that Uziyahu was still really alive and still the king, but Yotam was sitting in his place. He was the replacement or the sit-in for the king. Shneamar, Kulat Tavar Hashem beHosea. The beginning of the word was with Hosea. Fihi Hosea diber tchila. He spoke to Hosea first. This is the first Navi Hashem spoke to. Halomim Moshe ad Hosea, kam neviim. There are plenty of neviim from Moshe until Hosea. What do you mean the first word to Hosea? Am Rabbi Yochanan tchila la arba'a neviim shnitabu b'oto perek. This is the first of the neviim that gave nevuah in that period of time. Veluhim, who are those nevi'im? Hosea, which we already mentioned, Ishayahu, Amos, Micha. Those are the four nevi'im. Again, we discussed the fact that by Micha, it only mentions three of the kings, not the fourth king. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hosea, Banecha Chatu. He says, your children have sinned, speaking to Hosea. Vayad lo lomar, what should have been Hosea's response? Banecha Heim, Benecha Nunecha Heim. Wait a minute, they're not my children, they're your children. Bnei Chanunecha, your beloved children, Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, the children of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Galgel Rachamecha Lehem, you should have mercy over them. Odayah Shalom Arkach, it's not enough that he didn't say that. That should have been the response he had to Hashem. Elam Arlev Fanav, but rather he answered even in the reverse or in the opposite, which is Ribono Shalom, Kol Olam Shelchahu, the whole world is yours. Heavy Rambu Macharet, okay, you don't like them. Exchange them for another nation. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maya Sela Zaken Zeh, let me take care of this old man here. What he's saying, tell me to switch them out with another people. Omer Lo, so he says to him, now this isn't found in Psukim, the Gemara is surmising that this was the conversation between Hashem and Hosea because of the fact of what happens afterwards in Hosea. They're basically filling in the missing lines in Hosea as to what transpires, which is, Lech V'kach Isha Zunah, go ahead, go take a wife who is a zunah, and you should have children that are bnei zununim, children you don't know if they're the product of your marriage or the product of her znut. And then he says to him, shalcha mi'al panecha, send her away. Imhu yachol lishloach, afani yeshlech et Yisrael. If he can send her away, I'll throw out bnei Yisrael as well.
To know that the Rambam, like Shitato b'chol nevuah, believes that this never actually took place, but rather was just a mashal b'divrei nevuah. The marriage and the kids all took place in the Nivuah, but never take place in reality. He writes that in the Moreh Nevuchim in the Chelek Bet, Perak Mem Vav, Chen Amru LeHoshea, Kach Lecha Eitzit Znunim, VeYaldei Znunim. VeYinen Ahu Kulo Miladat HaBanim Ukrotam Ploni Ploni Acho B'Mar'e Nivuah. All of that is just an image or something that happens b'Nivuah. Ke'achar Be'ur B'Otam Mishalim No Nishar Anyan Misupak. After they are made into a parallel or parable, then it's clear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to say. But it's not that they actually happened, v'yot l'davar mizeh mitziyut, that it actually happened in reality. Again, this is the Rambam Shita with regards to many things in the Torah and the Nevi'im, but he also says it here with regards to this story with Hosea.
Shenema, so here the Pesukim, v'yomar Hashem Hosea, leich kach b'cho ha'ishet zununim, v'yodei zununim. Go take a woman who is a zunah, and have children that are children of zununim, the product of znut. Piv. He marries the woman, Gomer Bat Divlaim, who was obviously a zonah. So why was her name Gomer Bat Divlaim? Amar Rav, Shakol Gomrim Ba. Everyone finishes off with her. Again, obviously a euphemism to her being a zonah. Bat Divlaim. What is Bat Divlaim? Dibara Bat Dibara. Divlaim means in the plural. And the word Diba here, Dibara means bad word. But the bad word of ill repute. She is a woman of ill repute, but the daughter of another woman who was also of ill repute. Ushmol amar, shemituka b'fi akol k'dvela. No, she was sweet in everyone's mouth like a dvela being pressed figs. Rabbi Yochanan amar, shakol dashim ba k'dvela. That everybody stomps on her like a dvela. Again, a euphemism for the fact that many people have spent time with her. Davar Acher, Gomer, Amar Rav Yehuda. It's unlikely to be Rav Yehuda. We have all Amoraim that are speaking over here, so it's Amar Rav Yehuda. Shebikshu the Gomer Mamonam Shel Yisrael B'Yameh. They wanted to wipe out all the monies of Klal Yisrael in her time. Yochanan Amar, Bazazu B'Gamru. They did. They succeeded at taking all the money of Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, Ki Avdam Melech Haram V'Yisemeim Ki Afar Ladush. That he wiped them out. Melech Haram comes and wipes them out, it makes them like the dust of the earth that is trampled on. Then, in Hosea continues, Vatar Tendo Do Ben. She conceives, and now gives birth to a child. Ve'yomer Hashem Elav, Krashmo Yisrael. She calls his name Yisrael. Ki Od Mat, Pagati Et Dmei Yisrael, Abet Yehu. Soon I'm going to take retribution for the blood of Yisrael and Beit Yehu. Vishbati Mamlechot Beit Yisrael, I'm going to wipe out the kingdom of Yisrael. Vatar Od, Vatelet Bat. Secondly, she has a daughter. Call her name, the one of not mercy. Not of mercy. I will no longer have mercy on Beit Yisrael. Kinoso esa lahem. Because I will no longer be willing to carry their burden. Batarva Tilid Ben. And then she has a third child. Ayomer Krashmo Loami. Call his name, not my nation. Ketem Loami. Because you are not my nation. Vanochi lo yelachem. And I will not be for you a god. After he already has the three children, should have learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Once I started to speak to him, he separated himself from his wife. Get rid of your wife. You can't stay around with your wife. I have children from her. How are you asking me to get rid of my wife? I can't throw her out. Below the garsha, not divorce her. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mata sheishtecha zona banecha bnei zunim. Your wife is a harlot. Your children are questionable whether they're your children or not, because they're bnei zunim. Ve'en otei adayim shechahim. You don't know if they're yours. Im shalacharim him, or they belong to others. Tach Yisrael shem benai. Bnei bachunai. Bnei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. They are my children. Or the ones of my chosen ones. The children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. How could I give them up? And obviously, he's telling Hoshea to do this in order to teach him the lesson. He's saying, oh, throw away Klali, so he'll get a new nation. He gives him a zonah, which is exactly what Bnei Yisrael are doing. They're being mizaneh. They're following other gods, which the Navi terms as nut. And despite that fact, Hashem's not going to throw them out. Why? Because just like Hoshea, once he had children with the zonah, still not willing to throw out his wife. So that's the idea. Echad me'arba'a kinyanim shekaneiti bo'me. They are one of my acquisitions in the world. This is from the Mishnah Navot in the sixth parak, which says there are four kinyanim la'kodesh baruch hu do'olamo. Torah kinyan echad. Torah is one kinyan. Dichtiv Hashem kanani reshit dako. Hashem acquired me at the beginning of his way. The midrash that says that reshit dako, that Hashem created histakel baraito bara alma, that the Torah preceded the world, and that was the blueprint for the creation of the world. Shemayim Varetz Kinyan Echad, Dichtiv, Kuneh Shemayim Varetz, by Malkitzedek, when he is giving praise to Abraham, he calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kuneh Shemayim Varetz, the one who acquires heaven and earth. Beit HaMikdash, Kinyan Echad, Dichtiv, Harzeh Kanta Yemino, this mountain which is acquired with his right hand, the mountain referring to Har HaMoriah, or Har HaBayit. Israel Kinyan Echad, Dichtiv, Amzu Kanita, and as Yashir, we say this is the nation that you acquired. So here we're talking about Bnei Israel, who are one of my four acquisitions, one of my four things. As Rashi points out, Kinyan indicates Chashivut, significance. A person acquires things that he senses are important to him, so he acquires them. So to over here, when we say that they are Kinyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are Chashuvim in Hashem's eyes. Vata Amarta Yiviram Buma Acheret, and you tell me, get rid of them and exchange them for a new nation? So as soon as Hoshea realized he made a little mistake here, he went to plead for mercy from Hashem on himself. What are you asking for rachamim on yourself? You're the representative of Klal Yisrael. You should be asking for rachamim on behalf of Klal Yisrael. I have laid down three decrees because of you. The decrees are the names of his children, which are Yisrael, Lo Ruchama, and Lo Ami. So those are the three decrees that Hashem just made based on the names of the children. So he prays on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and he nullifies the decrees. And now he begins Hashem to give them a bracha. That the number of Bnei Yisrael will be like the sand on the beach. Before we said that they were getting wiped out and they're going to be eliminated, they're going to be trampled like the dust of the earth. Here they're going to be multiplied like the sand of the beach. Instead of calling them not my nation, they will be the children of the living God. I mean, Hashem retakes them as his children. Bnei Yehuda, Bnei Yisrael will get together. And then I will plant them in the land. Viri chamti et lo ruchama, and I'll mercy on lo ruchama. Vamarti lo ami amiyata, and I will say to the ones that are not my nation anymore, they are my nation. So here the nechama that comes in the second parak in Hoshea, the first parak describes this, and then the second parak we have the nechama based on the curses that were, or the decrees that came through the children of Hoshea. Here comes the nechama that all of this will be reversed. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, oila la rabbanut. being in a position of power is not good for your health. Shemikaveret bala. People who are in positions of power usually die early. Every Navi seems to have nevuah through a period of time in which there are four kings. How come he's outliving four kings here? Because each of them is in a position of power, and that's shortening their lifespan. And obviously we're missing the end of the pasuk, which is the important part, which is that he has this chazon during the period of time of four kings. And so you see that, and we had before four Nevi'im that are giving nevuah over a period of time that includes four kings. So you see that the Nevi'im are way outliving the kings. Why is that? So Rabbi Yochanan says that's the result of them being in positions of power. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ibn Mazachai Yeravam ben Yoash, Melech Yisrael Menot im Malchei Yehuda. Why was Yeravam ben Yoash enumerated amongst the kings of Yehuda? Yeravam ben Yoash is otherwise known as Yeravam Hasheni, the second Yeravam. Right, the first Yeravam is early on, when who splits the kingdom between Rechavam ben Shlomo and Yeravam ben Nevat. Here you have Yeravam ben Yoash. So how come he's enumerated amongst the kings of Yehuda? In the beginning of Hosea, it lists the four kings of Yehuda, plus it mentions that Yeravam ben Yoash. Mipnei Shelo Kibel Lashon Hara Alamos. Because he did not accept Lashon Hara Alamos. Minolan, de imne. First of all, where was he mentioned? Dichtiv, of course, we quote the pasuk in Hosea, which is, Dvar Hashem Ashayel Yoshea ben Beiri, Bimei Uziah, Yotam Achaz Yechizkiah Malchei Yehuda. So those are the four kings of Yehuda. Uvimei Yeravam ben Yoash, Melech Yisrael. So there you have him, four kings of Yehuda I mentioned, and one king of Israel. Minalan Zalo Kibel Lashon Hara. How do we know they didn't accept Lashon Hara? Dichtiv. Vishlach HaMatziah Kohen Beit El El Yeravam. So now Beit El, we know, is the Avodah Zarah that was set up by Yeravam ben Nevat in the northern kingdom. So when we talk about a Kohen Beit El, we're talking about a Kohen Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about a real Kohen. So he sends a Yeravam Melech Yisrael Lemor, Kashar Alecha. Kashar Alecha is, there's a conspiracy that is being led against you. Uchtiv, Koamar Amos, Becherev Yamut Yeravam. So Amos says that by the sword, Yeravam will die. Amar, Chas V'Shalom, Amar Oto Tzadikach. So first of all, he says, Chas V'Shalom, that Amos, a tzadik like that, would say that I was going to die or lead a conspiracy against me. V'im Amar, if he did say it, Maselo, what am I going to do to him? Shechina Amralo, he's a Navi, and he got it from God. So what's the point of me going and killing him? That's not the solution to the problem. So because of that, Yeravam was granted that honor of being mentioned amongst the Malchei Yehuda. The assumption being that the Malchei Yehuda were better than the Malchei Yisrael. I mean, amongst those Melachim that are mentioned here, we have Chizkiyahu, a Melech who obviously was a good king of Yehuda. So the fact that Yeravam is mentioned there gives him some sort of praise, accolade that he's mentioned in that context. Amar Rabbi Lazar, afilu b'shat kaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu zocher et rachamim. Even when God is angry, he remembers his mercy. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Ki lo osif od harachem et Beit Yisrael. I will no longer have mercy on Beit Yisrael. The fact that he mentions mercy in the context of no longer shows you that even in his anger, he still mentions the concept of mercy. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Amar, Mihocha. From the end of the pasuk, which says, Ki naso ase lehem. So now the pasuk, or the literal meaning of the pasuk, is that I will completely take them away, which we quoted before. I'm no longer going to carry their burden. So Amar Belazar, but the way the Gemara is reading it now is it's reading as a bitmiah, as a rhetorical question. Kina soa selahem? Will I carry their sins any longer? Will I carry their burden any longer? So in reading it that way, there's the positive sense that HaKadosh Baruch was saying that he's talking about carrying the burden of Klal Yisrael, which he won't carry anymore, but the point being that he is carrying that. The only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Bnei Yisrael into the Gola was so that more Geirim would join them. That I'm going to plant them in the land. And that's Israel, that he's going to throw them out of land and plant them in the land. Person only plants a sa'ah, not to get a sa'ah back. When you plant a sa'ah, you plan on getting a kur or kurin back. You plan on getting much more back than you planted. So that the Gemara deals with it in another place. We'll get there. That when we're allowed to accept gerim, we're not allowed to accept gerim. And here it seems to be, but it's not missionary a movement, but simply that they're going to join voluntarily. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Miocha, Birchamti et Lo Ruchuma. I have mercy on Lo Ruchuma. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, this is interesting. We have it a number of places in Shas that Rabbi Yochanan is quoting Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, which is an interesting shoshelet, because the question of whether they saw each other, they're both found in Eretz Yisrael, they're both very prominent figures in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan lives a very long life in Eretz Yisrael, but it's very unlikely that he saw Shimon bar Yochai in his lifetime. But we do have other places in Shas where Rabbi Yochanan is quoting Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, just interesting to note, because usually you would seem to find someone else, a bridge, that would have been in between them. My dichtiv, al talshein eved el adunav, do not tell on a servant to his master, penikalcha, because maybe he'll curse you, vashamta, and you'll found guilty. Uchtiv, this is the subsequent pasuk, dor aviv yikalel, vetimo lo yivarech. It's a generation who curses their father and does not bless their mother. Yishum daviv yikalel, vetimo lo yivarech, because they curse their father and their mother they do not bless, al tashem. That's the reason why you shouldn't tell, you shouldn't bring word about an eved to his master. Ella, afilu dor shaviv yikalel, even in a generation where they curse the father, etzimolo yivarech, they do not bless the mother, al tashein eved el avdunav. Do not give bad tidings or bad word about the eved to his master. Minolan, how do we know that? I'm from Hosea. Hosea is the classic example of that. The people are not acting properly. We know that. The people are problematic, and that's why Hashem is going to punish them. That's the problem here. Yet, what does Hosea say? He says, flip them out, get rid of them, you'll exchange them for someone else. So he says, don't speak poorly about the people, even though the people are problematic, because look what happens. In the end, Hosea was found guilty, meaning that he was made to do this whole scenario, and then he realizes that what he said was wrong. Amar Rav Hoshaya, my dichtiv, what is meant by the pasuk in Shirat Devorah, Tzidkot Pirzono B'Yisrael, that the inhabitants will speak of the righteous acts of
Hashem.
Pirzono from the word paruz, which is an open area and a rural setting. Tzidkot Zohar Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yisrael, Hashem did a great thing with Chal Yisrael, Shepizran B'Ben Umot. They're playing on the word Pirzono, and they're saying Pazran, from Pazer, to spread them out. Kodesh Baruch Hu did something at Tovah to B'nei Yisrael, they spread them out amongst the nations. This mean asked Rabbi Chanina, Anan Malinan Minaichu, we're better than you. This mean being from a Roman origin, from the Bnei Esav, we're better than you. Tiv Bechu, by you it says, Kisheshit Chodeshim Yashav Sham. This is a recount or retelling of a story. It's in Malachim Aleph, Parakut Aleph, which is Hashem speaking to Shlomo after he goes off the Derech, but it describes a battle or a scenario that took place in the time of David HaMelech, where they attack Edom. And Yoav stays in Edom for 6 months and kills out every male in Edom during that 6 month period. So you, when you came to treating of Esav or taking care of Edom, you wiped out over 6 months, you wiped out all the males in Edom. Velo Anan, Itinchu Gaban Kamashani. And look, you are amongst us for many years, meaning in the Roman Empire, whether this is prior to the Churban, after the Churban, it doesn't really matter. You're in the Roman Empire, under the Roman rule. Look, Abdin al-Khumide, we didn't do anything to you. Nothing's happening to you. Amalo, Ritzoncha, Itabeluch al-Tamidachad. All right, you want me to answer you? I'll get one of my Tamidim to deal with you. Ditafale, Rabbi Hoshaya, brings Rabbi Hoshaya to deal with him. Amalei, Mishum delo yaditu echut avdu. Because you don't know how to deal with us. That's the problem. You haven't killed us out, not because you don't want to, but rather because you don't have a way to do it. Tachlinan kulu, let nuhu gabayhu. You want to wipe us all out? We're not all with you. We're spread out. I mean, there are people in Bavel, there are people all over the place. So you want to wipe out all the Jews? That's not going to work because you don't have control all over the Jews. Maya deika b'gabaychus. What are you going to do? Wipe out all the Jews under your dominion? Karelchu machuta kitata. They're going to call you a kingdom that is missing or that wipes out. Meaning that you're going to eliminate a whole section of your kingdom. It's going to look a little funny. It'll be a genocidal kingdom. Meaning that, well, why'd you kill this section of people here? If you're wiping them all out, we understand. But if you're only going to wipe out a portion of them, what's the point of wiping out a portion of them? So, Amale, Gafa Durumai, capital of the Roman, meaning the capital here, meaning the eagle, which was the symbol of Rome. So he's swearing by taking a shvuah in the name of the king of Rome. Vahanachtinan, Vahasalkinan, you're right. This is what we went down to discuss, and this is what we left with afterwards, meaning that this is exactly what's on our mind. We've been trying to figure out how to get rid of you guys, and we can't come up with a proper solution because of the exact issues that you raised over here. Tani Rabbi Chia, my dichtiv, what is meant by the pasuk, Elukim hevin darka, hu yadait v'koma. God knows its ways, and he knows its place. Yudei HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Yisrael, he knows B'nai Yisrael, she'enem yachulim lekabel gzerot achzariot edom. that they cannot stand up to the cruelty of Edom. So therefore he sent them to Bavel, which is interesting because he did send them to Edom afterwards also. The question of what it was meant here, does it mean that in the first Churban he sent them to Bavel? Or even in the second Churban, there was still a large community in Bavel. So there is still a surviving community in Bavel who are not going to be under the rule of the Romans. The reason he sent them there is because it's deep. It's in the valleys like Sheol, like the grave, like the depths. Shneamar, but this is back from Hosea, the pasuk says, Mi ad Sheol Evdeim, Mi Movet Egalem. Because Hashem will redeem them, will bring them back from the depths, and from death he will save them. So the idea being that Hashem will bring them back quicker. If they're found in the depths or in the grave, that Hashem will bring them back quicker. Chanina Amar Mipnei Shekarov Lishonam Lishona Torah, because their mother tongue is similar to that of the Torah, near close to Hebrew. And so because of that, it made the transition easier, or gave them the ability to continue to learn Torah. Yochan Amar Mipnei Sheshigran LeBeit Iman, they sent them back to their origins. Their origins, Avraham Avinu came from Ur Kasdim. That's where he came from. So they sent them back there. Mashal Adam Shekas Al Ishto, Mashal, parable of a man who gets angry at his wife, Lechan Meshagra, the Beit Ima. What does he send her? He sent her back to her mother's house. I knew the Rabbi Alexandri, Damar Shlosha, Chazru, the Mitatan. That three people went back to their origins. Iluen Israel, that's what we just discussed. Kesef Mitzrayim, Uchtav Luchot. The money that was taken from Mitzrayim, the wealth that was taken from Mitzrayim, and the writing on the Luchot. Israel, Hadamran, Israel we already explained. In the fifth year of Rechavam, Allah Shishak, Melech Mitzrayim, Al Yerushalayim, comes to attack Yerushalayim, and there it says that he takes Kol Tzrot HaMelech, he takes all of the storehouses, he takes all the money back, basically. All the money that Bnei Israel had taken when they left Mitzrayim, now Shishak basically takes it all back home with him, and so the money returns to Mitzrayim. I broke them in your in front of your eyes, that I broke the Luchot. Tano luchot nishbru v'otiot porchot. The luchot broke, but the letters floated up back to the heaven. So the luchot, the writing of the luchot, which came from above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, went back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ula Amar, why did they send them to Bavel? Now going back to this idea, Kadesh Yochlu Tamarin. So they will have the dates to eat. V'yasku b'Torah. Since they can eat dates, there's plenty of dates, good food there. They'll be able to learn lots of Torah. Ula ikla l'pupadita. Ula went to visit Pupadita. Krivulei Tirana Damre. They brought him a basket full of dates. Amalu, kama kihai bezuza. How many baskets can you buy for a zuz? Amalei, tlat bezuza. You can have three baskets full for a zuz. I mean, they're so plentiful, so cheap, you can have tons of them. Amar, amalu tzina duvshana bezuza. Bavlai lo aske bidaraita. He says, you can get these large basketfuls of dvash. Dvash tamarim. That's what we're speaking about here. Bezuza for one zuz. And the Babylonians are not learning Torah day and night. In that life is so easy over here compared to what we do in Eretz Yisrael. This is the easy life. So of course they should be learning Torah. It reminds us of some modern day places of Galut. Beleoya Tsarua, at night he got a large stomachache. Amar Melotzina Sama Damuta or Sama Damavto Bezuza Bebavel. Guys, you get these basketfuls of death in Bavel, Bavlai Askai Bearaita, and the Babylonians are able to learn Torah. Obviously, he ate too many dates, and he had the result of eating too many dates. He had a stomachache that night, and so he changed his tune after having that stomachache. Okay, we'll stop over here.